This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's expanded family and medical leave program has been upheld by the Colorado Supreme Court. The court ruled Tuesday that Proposition 118 is constitutional after it was challenged by a Grand Junction home building company. The law requires employees to receive up to 12 weeks paid family and medical leave starting in 2024. State Senator Faith Winter, a proponent of the ballot initiative, wasn't surprised by the decision.
Right now, only 80% of Coloradans have access to paid family leave. And once we implement 118, all Coloradans will have access to paid family and medical leave.
Proposition 118 was approved by voters in 2020. The city of Greeley will use $2 million of federal money to save millions of gallons of water each year. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The money comes from President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, which passed last fall. Greeley will use the funds to convert around 11,000 outdated water meters to more advanced ones. The improved technology will provide customers with alerts for high water usage and leaks. That's expected to save the city more than 300 million gallons of water each year. That water will stay in reservoirs ready to use during times of drought. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The Denver City Council has approved nearly $4 billion worth of bonds for Denver International Airport. The money will be used to deal with current debt and fund airport terminal expansion projects. In Denver, highs near 90 this afternoon. Colorado Springs getting close to 80 and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.